Welcome to Bread of Life Ministries podcast. Our mission is to share the love of Christ. We pray you will be blessed by this message.
Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, are you ready for the word? Hallelujah. Today I am super excited to be bringing the word today. You know, we always do a lot of series and stuff like that. But this message is a one-off message I'm doing for today. And I thank God for the worship team. Let's appreciate them and the instrumentalists. And God always confirms his word. In a service like this, you can't take anything for granted. Sometimes your deliverance may come through the praise and worship. Sometimes your deliverance and your miracles will come through the opening prayer. Amen. And sometimes your deliverance or your miracle will also happen during the word. Sometimes nothing will happen to you. When you get home, you receive and experience your deliverance and your miracle. There are times you leave church and you think that, why did I even go to church today? But on your way, you begin to receive your miracle. You begin to break through. Things begin to happen during the week. Amen. So never take for granted coming in the presence of God. Amen. You can't take for granted because God can use any season of the service, any moment of the gathering to show forth his power, to show forth his love, and to show forth also his compassion towards you. Hallelujah. In a service like this, even the strike on the keyboard can bring you healing. It can bring you into abundance. It can bring you into your purpose and into your calling. Amen. It can hit something within your heart and within your spirit and give you the assurance that you are his. Sometimes we have contention whether God knows us, whether we are his children or not. But sometimes a word in his presence gives you the assurance or the double assurance that you belong to him and you are his. And if you are his, then he has already given angels in charge over you, to undergird you, to protect you, to guide you, so that your foot will not hit the ground. You will not slip. Amen. Somebody shout, I will not slip. Hallelujah. Because there are ministering angels assigned to you to make sure that you are secured in the mighty name of Jesus. So today, I'm just going to do one-off message for you. But this one-off message for you, I believe, caters for every spectrum of your life. It's a one-off message, but it's a message that if you allow the Holy Spirit to bring you illumination, it will be a kind of a message you always need. It will never leave you. Every facet of your life, this is going to produce for you. This is going to work for you. If you believe it, shout amen. So today, I'm bringing a message, one-off message, that entitled Abundance in the Midst of Lack. Amen. Abundance in the midst of lack. I said this is one-off message, but it will work for every facet of life. And it will work for you every aspect of your life. Amen. Amen. Every area. So when you are afraid, you know that there is courage also for you. So it is a message that will work every facet of your life. And I pray today the Holy Spirit will help us, bring us illumination and understanding, that we will not hear the message and pass through our ears, but we receive this message with a receptive heart. in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, if you've got your Bibles with you, come with me to the book of Haggai, chapter number 2. Abundance in the midst of lack. What does that mean? Hallelujah. What does that mean? Abundance in the midst of lack. Hallelujah. How many at times and many offerings we can be in a place of more than enough and yet we are struggling to make ends meet. Amen. How we can be in the place of blessing and leave the place of blessing in search of a blessing. Elimelech left the house of Judah, Bethlehem, Judah, and went to Moab, left the house of bread in search for bread. So you leave the place of blessing, you leave the place of abundance in search of abundance. But the prophet Haggai, in Haggai chapter number 2, verse number 19, is the seed still in the barn? It's a question. Amen. Is the seed still in the barn? And the barn is a storage. It's a warehouse. It is a large place where fruits are kept, produce are kept. But the prophet now is asking, is the seed that which produces the fruit still in the storage? Seed are meant to go underground. They are supposed to be planted, fertilized, watered, irrigated in order for it to bear fruit and much fruit. But the prophet, through the prophetic eyes and prophetic utterance, asks a question, is the seed still in the storage? How many of us have received seed that are supposed to put to the ground, to allow the seed to die on the ground, allow the weather and the rain to come and to cause it to grow and to bear fruit and much fruit for our benefit? As to the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree, they have not produced. Amen. They have not done what produced. In other words, they have been unfruitful. They have been unproductive. But these are things that are supposed to bring fruit. They are supposed to be productive. They are supposed to bring abundance. They have not produced in the past. So production and fruitfulness should have happened yesterday. They should have happened last month. They should have happened last year. But nothing. That which was meant to bring abundance has failed to produce. Yet from this day, somebody said this day. Yet from this day, I will bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Irrespective of the unfruitfulness in the eyes of man, in the eyes of system and institution, your production of fruitful age has passed. But nevertheless, I will bless you. Oh my God. Yet from this day, from the day that you have been unfruitful, from the day that you have been in poverty, From the day that you have been diseased and sick, from that day on, I will bless you. From the days of your lack, the blessing of God, the abundance of God comes into your life. The blessing of God maketh rich and add no sorrows. Beloved, this is a place of doom. It is a place of sadness and sorrow. Praise God. But even in the midst of that, in the midst of lack, in the midst of when things should have blossomed and yet had failed to do so, the word of the Lord says that I do not look at what should have been, but I'm looking at what it should be. I'm not looking at your past, but I'm looking into your tomorrow. I'm looking at what you can become tomorrow. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, my blessing is going to move you from unfruitfulness into fruitfulness. Amen. So that which did not produce, the blessing changes everything. Tell your neighbor, the blessing changes everything. The blessing changes everything. Let me just open your eyes of understanding a little bit. Amen. The prophet Haggai is usually referred to as a minor prophet. Amen. Why the minor prophet? Because he didn't write a lot of books. If you talk of the major prophet, you are talking of Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and all those big shots. Praise God. But Haggai didn't write that much. Praise God. So we refer to them as minor prophet. But their words were not minor. It's the same word God gives them utterance to speak. And in the sight of God, there is no major word and minor word. Their words are powerful and they are God's mind into our generation and into our time. So the prophet now gives us an insight. Beloved, the prophet was expecting to see signs of life, signs of fruitfulness, signs of productivity, signs of leaves, signs of fruit, signs on the tree to give him an indication that abundance is coming, but yet did not see any of such things. But the Lord gave him an insight to prophesy that irrespective of no leaf on the tree, irrespective of no seed on the ground, yet I will bless you. Does that sound like Habakkuk? Amen. But we won't even get to Habakkuk. We just want to stay in Haggai 2:19. Praise God. We just want to stay here. Even though these things are not happening, by which to the ordinary eyes, to the ordinary man, we judge, we make judgment, there's going to be a bounty harvest. Because what the eye sees, we can infer what it's going to be. But how many of us also know that the eyes is very deceitful? The eyes can deceive you. But we moved by the spirit and not by the flesh. The flesh is the eye. If the prophet was to move us to operate by his flesh, he would see that tree and even curse it. But he looked by prophetic insight, by the word of the Lord, because it is not by his power nor by his mind, but the Lord that gives him inspiration and utterance. He said that the very things that we see for which we judge, sometimes you look at your neighbor, you look at their dressing, you look at their shoe, you look at their watch, you look at their handbags, and you judge them. This one is rich. This one is prosperous. This one, the business is going well. This one, I can see that the employees are looking after them well. And we just judge by that. In society, we judge by that. So like Haggai could have judged that without any of these things, without the fruit, without the leaves, without the blossoming, there's going to be a drought. But through his prophetic eyes, through divine insight and wisdom and revelation, he did not look at the current circumstances. For the current circumstances or the current momentary suffering cannot be compared to the glory that is yet to be revealed in you. If you look at your present suffering now, if you look at where the pain you are going through now, you just run yourself down. But the pain you are going through now can never be compared to the glory that awaits you. Is there anybody who has failed in this house before? Maybe you just are just locked down by your failure. But that failure you failed yesterday cannot be compared to the success, to the victory, to the abundance, to the breakthrough that God has on his mind for you. So the prophet did not look at all those signs, because men look at the outward appearance, that which our eyes can see, that which we can see in this room. But we don't know that which is in our heart. We don't know that which is outside this room. We don't know that which is taking place in our own bodies. But God looks at the heart. He looks at the things that are not, that are hidden from man. Amen. The things that are hidden from man, we don't see with our naked eyes. It takes the Spirit of God to know what is in a man. Hallelujah. So the prophet did not allow his outward senses to rid him of the blessing that is to come. Although he did not see any of those signs, yet he prophesied. He had given an insight and predicted the future of abundant crop. There was no sign of fruitfulness, but he did not operate according to his senses, but he operated within his spirit man. Hallelujah. He could predict, or he could prophesy, he could foretell God's mind for the coming abundance. Somebody shout abundance. It is not when it is visible for all to see. Amen. It is not when all the signs are showing. It is not when everything that you desire is in place. But in the midst of unfruitfulness, in the midst of lack, in the midst of sickness, his healing is in abundance. His prosperity is in abundance. His peace is in abundance. His joy is in abundance. Even in the midst of chaos, his joy is overflowing. In the midst of trouble, peace that does not make sense. 2 Kings chapter number 6, verse number 20. 2 Kings chapter number 6, reading from verse number 24. But it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, Syria, gathered his whole army together and went up and besieged Samaria. Praise God. Now there was a great famine in Samaria. Verse number 25. And they besieged it until a donkey's head was sold for 80 shekels of silver, and a fourth of a cup of dove dung for 5 shekels of silver. This is a very grievous situation. It's a condition and a situation where even the dove droplets are being sold for 5 shekels. People were eating dove poo. Amen. That is how grievous the situation was.
That is how bad their condition in Samaria was. The famine has become so grievous and so aggressive that the pool of dove were being sold. People were taking it and be eating it. But in the midst of such situations, the word of God came out. Many a time, in the time of difficulty, in the time of not knowing where to go, in the time of facing your Red Sea and the Egyptians, God will always speak. In the midst of this, in just the next chapter, 2 Kings chapter number 7, verse number 1, then Elisha said, "Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time," beloved, there was nothing like tomorrow. The people did not have hope in tomorrow. They did not have belief in tomorrow. They lived today to die. They did not even consider tomorrow because hunger might have killed them before tomorrow comes. Hallelujah. They didn't have any hope. They didn't have any future. But that is when the word of God comes to give us hope. He says, "I know the plans that I have for you. They are plans of hope to give you a future and to prosper you in all of your endeavors." Beloved, when there is no hope, when you have lost hope, when you have lost faith, when you have lost even confidence in yourself, the word of God will always produce. The word of God will always come through. The word of God will always deliver. The word of God will bring you from the moment of adversity into a place of comfort, into a place of deliverance, into a place of liberty, into a place of freedom. The word of God releases you from every bondage and make you free. So, beloved, the people didn't have any awareness of tomorrow. And a prophet comes, not operating of the flesh, but has allowed the word of God to fill his mouth, has received the word of God through his spirit, and allow his spirit to declare, "Thus says the Lord." So the prophet, knowing that the time the prophecy is coming, it is impossible for it to happen, but with man. Because the condition they found themselves, no man could do anything for them but God. Do I hear a sound of victory in the house? Hallelujah. Do I hear a sound of victory in the house? Do I hear a sound of victory in the house? What he has done for you and for me, no man can do. So the prophet also was part of the problem. He lived, he saw what was happening, but he did not allow the circumstances to change the word of God in his mouth. Your present circumstances cannot be compared to the glory that is yet to be revealed in you. Our momentary suffering, the Bible says, it is momentary. Why? It is not last. It is subject to change. It cannot be compared to the eternal glory that awaits you. So the prophet prophesied that tomorrow about this time, a measure of finely milled flour will sell for a shekel. Can you now believe if a dove dung is being sold for 5 shekels? How can a measure of fine polished, let's say, basmati rice? Amen. How can a 10 kg of basmati rice be sold for a shekel? 1p. It doesn't appear possible. And in the circumstances in which they found themselves, it was an impossible situation. But that says the Lord. Hallelujah. He did not say, "That says Elisha," because Elisha has no power to bring his word to pass. But the word of God has a creative force, a creative ability to bring to pass as it is declared. So he said, "Tomorrow about this time, a measure of finely milled flour," not with the chaff, this is polish, will sell for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. And it is this same Samaria. It is this same Samaria. That donkey's head are sold for 80 shekels. And you ask yourself, how can this be? The people lived in lack. Uncommon lack. But even in the midst of that was God's provision. Was God's abundance. You might not know how. Hallelujah. All you need is to believe. And if you read down, the king's servant who said, how can this be? Are we not here that we are selling, we are buying donkeys down for 5 shekels? How can fine polish, barley, and flour be sold for a shekel? But because he doubted the word of God, as the abundance happened, people walked over him as they go take their possession and their portion, and he died according to the word of the Lord. Said, this shall be, but you will not be a partaker thereof. His lack of belief of the word of God through his servant, the prophet, he lost his life. And he was never a partaker of the coming abundance. Beloved, every seed that was supposed to bring forth fruit for your abundance, that failed to produce the fruit, that saith the Lord unto you, that he, the Lord, the I am that I am, the one who speaketh and come to pass, the one who spoke, let there be, and there was. And he looked and said, this is good. He said that I will bless you. Even in the midst of your lack, there is an abundance. I decree unto you, by the word of the Lord, everywhere you lack, may you experience the abundance of Elohim. Be it in your body, be it in your finances, be it in your education, be it in your career, be it in your marriage, be it in your health, whatever is lacking in your body, that which will make your joy full, may the Lord's blessing change every situation in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. May the coming blessing of the Lord, oh Maya Kata Yakata, surpass your suffering of yesterday, your lack of yesterday, and come into the abundance of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. May the word of the Lord that you have received today bring you from every tomb, bring you from every pit, bring you from every sickness and diseases, and empower you to produce in the name of Yeshua. If you believe it, shout yes. The prophet said, by the word of the Lord, yet will I bless you. In the harvest of your crop. Beloved, according to the obedience of the people, even as it's declared in Deuteronomy 28, and I bring this to a close. Verse number 2, all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you pay attention to the voice of the Lord your God. The Lord will begin to speak to you. The Lord will begin to show himself to you. The Lord will visit you. Some of you, the Lord will visit you in your dream, in your sleep. The Lord will be giving you command. The Lord will lead you to the Holy Scriptures to read. The Lord will drop a scripture in your spirit. The Lord will drop a song in your spirit, a song of victory in your spirit. Hallelujah. But if you believe and follow the instructions of the Lord, he has the capacity and ability to turn your lack into abundance, your sickness into health, your poverty into prosperity, your fear into faith, and your weakness into strength. In 2 Kings chapter number 7, because the king's servant did not believe, because he doubted the word, he was the only one who did not partake of the coming blessing. I declare unto you today, as you set your heart on the Lord, as you set your mind on the Lord, as you look at unto Christ Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, and as you seek to obey his precepts, may every lack around you, whether in your health, in your career, in your finances, in your joy, in your peace, wherever it you lack, the psalmist declare, those who seek the Lord, those who reverence the Lord, those who fear the Lord, not the fear that takes you away from his presence, but the fear that causes you to fall at his feet. Bible says they lack no good thing. May you lack no good thing. In the mighty name of Yeshua, let's be upstanding. Hallelujah. Even though man might not see the evidence of your fruitfulness, because they are waiting to see that which on the outward man seeth, the cars, the houses, the designer labels, all the things you can think of. And sometimes they look at you and they disqualify you. They dishonor you. The word of the Lord through the prophet said, even though I don't see any of this, yet from this day, the day that man has nullified you, disqualified you, I will magnify you in the midst of men. I will bless you. When the blessing come on the poor, they become rich. Because the blessing maketh. It gives you ability to become that which you are not. It is divine enablement to prosper and divine enablement to succeed. So where you have failed, the blessing come upon you and it enables you to succeed. Kapayama. Will you lift up your voice and pray? Kapayakata. I don't know which of the words touch you, but the word say, yet I will bless you. It doesn't matter how men have disqualified you from their blessings, how men have done everything to take away your peace and your joy, but yet nevertheless the Lord saith he will bless you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, will you continue to pray? My neighbors, although the fig tree does not blossom, and there is no fruit in the vines, though the yield of the olives falls and the fields produce no food, though the flocks is cut off from the fold and there are no cattle in the stalls, yet will I choose to rejoice. Man nebros, Maybe the situation might be grievous. But tomorrow about this time, that which is grievous today is subject to change. Oh, the limitation, the fear. Oh, man, never escape. The fear that you face today, the limitations that you fear today, the bondage that you experience today, now, it is broken and is subject to change in the name of Jesus. Because hope is coming. Hope is coming. Hope is coming. Hope is now. Hope is now. For the plan of God concerning your life is for a hope and a future. Beloved, I declare unto you, if the Lord be on the throne, your future is bright. Your future is brighter. Your tomorrow is greater. Your tomorrow is greater than your now. In the mighty name of Jesus, will you lift up your voice and pray unto your Father and bring your case before Him? In the mighty name of Jesus, there is hope for your tomorrow. There is hope for your now. Oh, that situation is subject to change. That report is subject to change. That condition be changed now in the name of Jesus. Be changed now in the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody put your hands together and bless the name of the Lord. And bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Did you receive something for today? Oh, why don't you say thank you, Jesus? Kabayakata. Oh, man, nebros. The blessing changes everything. The blessings changes everything. Oh, yabayakata. It is the blessing of the Lord that maketh. May His blessings make you. Make you. Many of us have tried to make ourselves. We have tried to become somebody, to do something for ourselves. But today, let the blessing of the Lord make you. Let His blessing pull you from the bottom to the top. Let the blessing of the Lord move you from the back to the front. May His blessing move you from lack into abundance. In the mighty name of Yeshua. Somebody shout hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the possessor of the heaven and the earth, that you will enable your sons and daughters to prosper. You will enable us to succeed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blessing of the Lord that maketh make your sons and daughters into the men and women you have ordained us to be from the foundation of the earth. Let your divine intent concerning us come to glorious manifestation. Bless your people. Father, your word has assured us today that even though there might not be signs of fruitfulness and of abundance, yet you have blessed us. And the blessing changes everything. Father, touch the sick. Touch the poor. Touch the troubled soul. Touch the broken and break every bones, every chains, every limitation. Father, set your people free in the mighty name of Jesus. Let this week be a blessing to your people. Father, as we go about our daily activities, may we encounter you in our various walks of life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at breadoflifeministries.org.uk.